感谢主，让我们又有机会可以一同聚在他跟前。
We thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity to gather before Him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，如果没有忘记
，If brothers and sisters have not forgotten，
啊，我曾经和弟兄姊妹说过，我们都是祭司。
I've mentioned in the past that we are all priests.
啊，祭司们来到神的跟前是需要有预备的。
And priests, before they come before the Lord, they need to prepare.
啊。一个聚会的好坏呢，不在乎少数一两个人。
The condition of the meetings are not dictated by how many people are not dependent on just a few people.
聚会的好坏在乎我们大家有没有尽祭司的这个职分。
The quality of our meetings depends on whether or not we have taken on this priesthood.
啊，我们知道聚会最宝贵的就是主的同在。
And we know that the most precious thing in our meetings is the presence of God.
如果我们有预备，
If we have prepared,
我们可以引进神的同在。
Then we can preserve the presence of the Lord.
那么这个聚会就满了主的丰富。
Then the meeting will be full of God's abundance.
啊，我知道我们很多人呢，常常还没有这种习惯。
And I know for a lot of us, we don't have this habit.
所以我们要常常提醒自己，我们是祭司。
So we need to constantly remind ourselves that we are priests.
是新约的祭司。
That we are New Testament priests.
来到神的跟前是需要预备的。
Before the Lord, we need to have preparation.
我曾经和弟兄姊妹说过。
And I've mentioned the brothers and sisters before.
我要提醒大家啊，那么要提醒两年。
And I've mentioned in the past that I will make this reminder to everyone for 2 years.
我看今天呢，上午恐怕是这个两年的最后一次。
And I think that today we've come to the end of 2 years.
我再一次提醒。
I will remind everyone again today.
我想以后我就不再提醒。
And in the future, I probably will not remind.
希望我们弟兄姊妹能养成这个好的习惯。
My hope is that we can have this good habit in us.
我们心里面要渴望能把主的同在带进来。
That we would desire in our hearts to bring the presence of the Lord into our meetings.
这是每一个人的责任。
And this is the responsibility for everyone.
不是光是一个讲台的责任。
Not only the responsibility of the one who speaks.
求主在这件事情上恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us and lead us in this matter.
也能够恢复我们。
That he may restore us.
那今天早晨呢，
Now this morning,
我要继续礼拜四晚上的聚会。
I'd like to continue on with continue the meeting that we had on this past Thursday.
和弟兄姊妹来讲到感谢。
And I'd like to continue on the topic of thanksgiving.
我们先读一处圣经。
Let's turn to one verse.
请弟兄姊妹打开帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Please turn with me to 1 Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十八节
,verse 18.
这里说凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我们知道保罗在这里提到有三件事啊。
We see here that Paul reminds us of three things.
16节说要常常喜乐。
Verse 16 says rejoice always.
17节说不住祷告。
Verse 17 says pray without ceasing.
那么18节他就讲到凡事谢恩。
And in verse 18, he reminds us, in everything, give thanks.
我们感谢主啊，在礼拜四的晚上。
We thank the Lord that on this past Thursday night,
主给我们一个非常好的感恩的聚会。
The Lord gave us a wonderful Thanksgiving meeting.
弟兄们所有的一些交通也叫我深深受感动。
And the testimonies that we heard were all very moving.
我们也感觉弟兄们在这里所做这些见证都有充分的内容。
And the testimonies that were shared have great content.
啊，感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
这是一个非常好的一种的光景。
And this is a very good condition.
但是我总感觉啊，
But I always feel
我们对主的感恩好像这个范围啊始终很狭窄。
that the boundaries of our thanksgiving is very, narrow.
所以我想今天早晨呢，我想从圣经的里面。
So this morning I want to use the words in the Bible.
从主的身上。
From the life of the Lord Jesus.
从使徒保罗的身上。
From the life of the Apostle Paul.
我们看能看一看他们怎样感谢神。
May we see how they gave thanks.
啊，希望主借着这些话把我们里面的眼界把它扩大。
And from these two examples, may the Lord open up our capacity of thanksgiving.
我们能感恩的事情实在是太多了。
Truly, there are so many things that we need to be thankful for.
不止那么一点点。
Not just a few things.
啊，所以愿主在这里用他自己的话来光照我们。
So may the Lord use his words to shine his light upon us.
我们常常说感恩感恩啊。
A lot of times we just say thanksgiving and thanksgiving.
啊，我们中国人呢，这个字我觉得很好，这个用感这个字很好 ，feeling.
And for the Chinese, the word thanksgiving holds the meaning of feeling.
啊，就说你要谢谢别人，你是要有感觉的。
When you say thank you to someone, you have to have feeling with it.
当然，这个感觉是出自你知道这件事情。
But this feeling is dependent on the fact that you know the situation.
如果今天人做对你做了一件好的事情，你很清楚的知道。
If someone did something, an act of kindness toward you, you will know.
你有这个感觉。
And you have this feeling.
那么你去说谢谢。
Then when you say thank you.
这是非常有意义的一件事情。
Then there's a lot of meaning.
那么当然我们如果知道的越多
，And of course, the more we know,
我们越多的会感谢
，The more we will give thanks,
是吧？这是一个很简单的道理
，And this is a very simple saying.
那我们知道一年年过来，神在我们身上所做的非常的多
，And we know that throughout our lives, the Lord has done so many things in our lives.
我们最怕的一件事情是啊，根本没感觉。
The one thing that we fear the most is that we don't have any feeling.
也不知道。
And we don't know.
主为我们做了多少。
The Lord has done so much.
我们没有感觉。
And if we don't have any feelings.
我们也不知道。
And if we don't know.
这样弟兄姊妹们我们就不知道把感谢归给神。
With this condition, we don't know how to give thanks to God.
所以感恩这个意思就是因神的恩典而感谢他。
So thankfulness means that through His grace, we give Him thanks.
因为我们的神对我们来讲，他都有实质上的一个恩典。
Because we know that from our Lord's side, He gives us continuous grace.
所以我们的感谢是根据他的恩典。
And our thankfulness should be according to His grace.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
所以愿主使我们呢，对神在我们身上做的事情呢，充满感觉。
So may all the work that the Lord has done in our lives, may we have this feeling.
让我们深深地知道这是他为我们做的。
So that we would truly know that this was accomplished by the Lord.
这样叫我们的感谢呢变得更有意义。
Then, when we give thanks to God, it carries more meaning.
我们也知道这个感谢呢不光是一个态度。
And we know that thanksgiving is not only an attitude.
我们对神的感谢。
Our thanksgiving towards the Lord.
对于我们来讲还有实质的意义在里面。
There's an even deeper meaning within.
这不仅你对神说谢谢神。
It's not only that we look to the Lord and say thank you God.
这个感谢里面
in this thanks
包括了很多实质的意义
and there are a lot of hidden things.
所以我们从圣经里面可以看见无论主耶稣也好无论是保罗也好
and when we look at the Bible whether it's Jesus or Paul
他们的对神的感谢呢都具备实质的意义在里面
And their thanksgiving that they give has a much deeper meaning.
我们先看一看主给我们做的榜样啊。
So let's first look at the example that the Lord Jesus gives us.
弟兄姊妹可以看一下马太福音第十一章。
We turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
我就读二十五节啊。
Verse 25.
那时耶稣说父啊天地的主我感谢你 因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
At that time Jesus answered and said, I praise thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and intelligent and didst reveal them to babes.
这句话背后有个背景。
And there's some background to this verse.
我们知道主在加利利行了很多的异能。
And we know that in Galilee, the Lord performed a lot of miracles.
啊，那么主在那里把神的恩典带给这些地方的人。
And the Lord Jesus brought his grace to these people.
结果呢，是招来他们的弃绝。
But then what happened was they forsook the miracles of the Lord.
他们根本不懂得感恩，也不懂得悔改。
They did not know how to give thanks or how to repent.
所以主看见这个情况，主也责备他们。
And so when the Lord saw the situation, he rebuked them.
那么当然，主的这个责备是出于主的爱。
Of course, when the Lord rebuked them, it was within his love.
主盼望那个地方的人能够悔改。
The Lord desired that the people of that region would repent.
主尽心竭力地做了。
And the Lord put all his effort into it.
结果招来的那个反应呢，是负面的东西。
But yet the result was something that was negative.
我想如果今天呢是我们的话呢，
I think if it were us today,
我们做了半天呢都没有人回应啊。
We've put a lot of effort into things and we have no response from the people.
我想首先我们恐怕会很沮丧啊。
First of all, we would be pretty frustrated.
啊，那么甚至啊有很多时候我们会发怨言。
And many times we would complain.
我们做了那么多，怎么搞得没有反应呢？
We put so much effort into the work and there's no response from the people.
这是一个正常的情况。
And this is a normal situation.
但是呢，我们的主在这个时候啊，
But our Lord Jesus in this moment,
圣经记载他突然喜乐起来了。
The Lord Jesus, was recorded in this verse that he all of a sudden was filled with praise and joy.
他就说父啊我感谢你。
He says, I praise thee, O Father.
他说父啊你的美意本是如此。
He says that your will is, forever.
因为呢他从天上来到地上的时候。
Because when he came from heaven to earth.
他早已经知道此行的艰难。
He already knew the difficulties he would face.
啊，那么他也知道父打发他来就是为着这些悖逆的人。
And he also knew that when the Father sent him to the world, it was for these fallen, people.
所以在这样一片反对弃绝的光景中他忽然喜乐起来了。
So in this, with the negative response of the people, the Lord Jesus all of a sudden gave praise to the Father.
他就感谢起来了。
And he gave thanks.
弟兄姊妹们，这里说明一件事情什么呢？
And this speaks of one thing.
如果今天我们在很多的挫折，在很多的艰难的里面，
In our lives when we face difficulties and trials,
我们做很多不顺利的事情，
And we do things that don't go our way,
如果你明白神的心意，
If we understand the will of God,
你能感谢，
And we are able to give thanks,
你就可以喜乐。
Then you can have joy.
你就不需要发怨言。
Then you don't have to complain.
所以你看见这个对父的感谢啊，带来一个喜乐的一个结果。
So this heart towards the Father resulted in the Lord Jesus giving praise and thanks.
所以这提醒我们。
So this reminds us.
在侍奉上你遇见挫折。
In service when we encounter
difficulties. 在你生活中遇见艰难。
In our lives when we face trials.
你不需要埋怨。
We don't have to, be frustrated.
最好的态度是什么？
The best attitude to have
感谢他
is praise and thanks to the Lord.
啊，如果你感谢，你就喜乐。
If we give thanks to God, we will have joy.
弟兄姊妹应该记得我曾经讲过哈，有一个这个 Matthew Henry 他的一个见证。
Many of you may remember, me mentioning Matthew Henry's testimony.
有一天呢，他出门的时候呢，他的钱包给人家偷了。
One day when he was out and about, his wallet was stolen.
他就想起啊，保罗说的要凡事谢恩。
And he remembered the words of Paul to give thanks in everything.
他想啊，这个钱包被偷啊，这怎么感谢呢？
Well, for my wallet to be stolen, how can I give thanks?
如果是我们，我们就很沮丧，对不对？
For us, we'd be really disappointed and frustrated.
那么他就写下了几条啊。
So then he wrote some things down.
那么他说，第一个感谢主。
He said, one, thank God.
我只被偷一次。
My wallet was taken only once.
他找这个感谢的理由啊。
So he tried to find a reason to give thanks.
他第二件事情。
And the second thing he wrote down.
是他偷我，不是我偷他。
Was that the thief stole my wallet, I did not steal anyone else's.
感谢神。
So I thank God.
第三个。
And the third.
偷的钱不太多。
There wasn't too much cash in my wallet.
那么他一共写了五条，其他的我不太记得了。
And he wrote a total of five things of thanks, and I don't remember.
因为我们的弟兄要实行这个凡事谢恩。
Because our brother wanted to live out this life of thanksgiving.
当然这个是很好的。
Of course, this is good.
但是主告诉我们。
But God tells us.
当你遇见这些情况，你感谢的时候，你就喜乐。
That when we face these difficult situations, when we truly give thanks, we will have joy.
你看看我们在侍奉中，在生活里，这个喜乐是多么重要的一件事情。
You can see how important joy is in our lives.
所以主给我们做了一个榜样。
So the Lord Jesus gave us an example.
那么第二次的感谢呢，在约翰福音第十一章。
And the second example I want to use is in John.
第十，约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
第四十一节。
Verse 41.
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
And so they removed the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people standing around, I said itthat they may believe that thou didst send me.
我们都知道那个故事，那个时候拿撒路死了。
We all know the context of these verses in which, it happened when Lazarus died.
因为主迟迟不来，所以马大跟玛利亚都灰心。
Because the Lord Jesus delayed in coming to him, Mary and Martha were in despair.
所以主就把他们一同呢，通通召到这个坟墓跟前。
So the Lord Jesus gathered all of them before the grave.
我们注意啊，在这里主没有求。
And take note that the Lord did not plead here.
主是说什么？
What did the Lord say?
感谢。
He said, Father, thank thee.
如果是我们的话呢，我们就要求了，对不对？
If it were us, we would be begging and pleading.
我们要迫切的求了。
We would be pleading with
主没有求。
Pleading with greatness, and the Lord Jesus denied.
因为在这里呢，主为什么要感谢呢？
Here, why did the Lord give thanks?
因为他里面有充足的信心。
Because he had complete faith in the Father.
他知道父已经听他。
He knew that the Father already heard him.
所以呢，他不需要求。
So he does not need to plead.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们知道信心啊，是根据你对神的认识。
Faith is dependent on our level of knowing God.
你越多的认识他，你的信心就越大。
The more we know God, the more faith we have.
我们不需要祷告说，主啊，我信心不够大，你给我大信心，不需要。
We don't need to pray, Lord, give me more faith so that I can be more faithful.
你只要追求认识他。
We just need to pursue in knowing him.
你越多认识他。
The more we know him.
你的信心就越大。
Our faith will automatically increase.
所以到这个时候，我们知道主不需要求。
So we know here the Lord did not need to beg and plead.
他只需要感谢就可以了。
He just gave thanks.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers,
在我们的生活里
in our lives,
我们有很多的难处
we have a lot of difficulties in our life.
有一些弟兄们告诉我们他说我平常都不太祷告
some of the brothers would tell me usually I don't pray.
他说你知道我祷告最多的是什么时候吗
do you know when I pray the most?
就是一坐上飞机啊
is as soon as I sit on the airplane.
把那个 buckle 把它一这么一把那个一弄起来的时候我就开始祷告
As soon as I buckle the seatbelt on the airplane I begin to pray
主啊求你保守我这个飞机不要掉下来
Lord I beg you to not allow this plane to crash
主啊求你给我平安
Lord please give me peace
弟兄姊妹我们知道这是没有信心的人
Lord brothers and sisters we know that this isA person without faith.
我年纪轻的时候啊
When I was younger.
当然那个时候信心并不是很大。
Even though my faith was, not great at that time.
但是因为很单纯。
But I was very, simple.
所以我一上飞机我就感谢神。
So as soon as I got on the airplane, I gave thanks to God.
我说主啊今天你把全飞机人都交给我了。
Lord, today you've put everyone on this airplane, their safety,In my hands.
因为你保护我所以呢这个全飞机都安全。
Because you are going to protect me, this whole aircraft will be safe.
的确我年轻时候每一次这样我上次我都感谢神。
And truly, when I was younger, every time I got on the airplane, I had this feeling.
当然那个时候呢我承认我对神的认识还没有那么大。
And I will admit that at that time, I did not truly know the Lord.
这是一个呢纯粹的一个年轻人一个单纯的信心。
This was a very simple faith from a young man.
但经过这么多年来了主在里面让我们越来越认识。
But through the years, the Lord allows us to know him more.
所以很多时候弟兄姊妹不需要祷告不需要求。
So many times we don't even need to pray, we don't even need to plead before the Lord.
所以你今天所需要追求的是更多认识他。
So today what we need to pursue after is knowing him more.
你越多认识他
the more you know him,
你的感谢就越多了
the more thanksgiving you will give.
你的求就少了
and the pleading before the Lord will decrease.
所以弟兄姊妹主给我们在这里做了一个很好的榜样。
So the Lord gave us a good example here.
所以主在拉撒路的坟墓跟前的时候不需要求。
So before the grave of Lazarus, the Lord Jesus did not have to plead.
他只要感谢事情就成就。
He just gave thanks and the situation was accomplished.
所以这给我们一个很重要的提醒。
And this gives us a good reminder.
所以主耶稣在四福音书里面给我们看见两次啊他感谢。
And here from the four Gospels we see, two moments where the Lord Jesus gave thanks.
当然我们今天在主面前呢我们知道主在我们身上的恩典很大。
Although today we know that the Lord's grace upon our lives is great.
在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament,
这个利未记第七章啊有这样的话。
Leviticus chapter 7,
因为在这里呢以色列百姓要献平安的祭。
Here the people of Israel were offering peace offering.
我们看一下第七章十一节和十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 12.
11 and 12. 11 and 12. 人献与耶和华平安祭的条例乃是这样，他若为感谢献上，就要怎怎样。
Now this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offering, which the Lord, which shall be presented to the Lord, and it goes on.
我们知道在旧约时代中，以色列百姓献平安祭的时候呢，他们要带着感谢的心来献上。
And we know that for the nation of Israel in the Old Testament time, when they were to bring peace offering before the Lord, they would also have to bring it with a thankful heart.
当然今天我们很清楚啊，这个平安祭乃是指着主说的。
And we know that today this peace offering is spoken of the Lord by the Lord
Jesus. 主为我们做了平安祭的祭牲。
Because the Lord Jesus was the sacrifice for our peace.
所以以色列人是因感谢而献上了个羊羔。
And in the Old Testament, the Israelites, with a thankful heart offered the lamb for peace.
所以这里给我们看见这个感谢跟这个平安是走在一起的。
So here we can see that and take note that peace and thanksgiving, go together.
所以今天我们多多的感谢。
So the more we give thanks today,
我们就多享受基督的平安。
The more we will enjoy the peace of Jesus.
因为他是我们的平安祭。
Because he is our peace offering.
并且在诗篇五十篇有这样的话。
And in Psalm 50 it says,
他说以感谢为祭献上便是荣耀我。
He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me.
所以你看我们常常感谢。
So when we give thanks,
用感谢作为祭就是个平安的祭。
And if we use a thankful heart to offer the sacrifice of
peace, 这也使父得荣耀。
It also glorifies and honors the Father.
所以这是神给我们极大的恩典。
So this is a grace that is given by God.
所以从主的身上,
So from the life of the Lord Jesus,
我们看见这个感谢有实质的意义的。
We see that thankfulness has no limits.
啊，当然在头一个世纪啊,
Of course, in the first century,
讲感谢最多的就是使徒保罗。
The one who spoke words of thanksgiving the most was the Apostle Paul.
因为呢，他特别懂得这个感谢的重要。
Because he truly knew the meaning of giving thanks.
我不是说其他的使徒们不感谢啊。
I'm not saying that the other apostles did not give thanks.
而保罗是对感谢呢有特别的一个领会。
But Paul had understood thanksgiving in a different way.
所以你读他的十三封书信啊。
If you read his 13 letters.
除了加拉太之外其他几乎封封书信里面都充满感谢。
Aside from the book of Galatians, all the other books are full of thanksgiving.
保罗好像摸着个秘诀他深深知道感谢的好处。
And it seems like Paul has touched a secret in life is that thanksgiving will give an abundant life.
当然首先我们可以看见他是为了众教会感谢神。
And we see first that he gives thanks for the church.
为什么他会为着众教会感谢神呢?
And why would he give thanks for the church?
因为他深入的关心教会。
Because he deeply cares for the church.
你今天如果不关心教会的话你哪里会为教会感谢呢?
If you don't care for the church today, how would you give thanks for the church?
今天我们实在需要主给我们恩典。
Today we truly need grace from the Lord.
教会是主重要的工作。
The church is the most important work of the Lord.
我们应当关心教会的情况。
And we should care for the matters of the church.
应该为着教会常常感谢神。
And we should often give thanks for the church.
我们举他书信中的例子说明一下。
And I'll give some of the examples in his epistles.
那么他为着罗马的教会感谢神。
And he gave thanks for the Romans.
其实呢那个时候保罗还没有去过罗马呢。
And in reality, Paul at that time hadn't even been to Rome.
对于他一个从来没有见过面的教会，他也感谢。
For this church that he's never met before, he even gave thanks.
他感谢什么呢?
And what did he give thanks for?
因为罗马人的信德传遍天下。
And he gave thanks for their faith.
传遍天下的信心。
Faith that went throughout the whole world.
这给我们看见罗马教会一个好的光景。
And we can see that the church in Rome had a good condition.
他们不仅相信神,
that they not only believe in the Lord,
他们对神的这个信心啊, 传遍了当地,
but their faith spread throughout the whole world.
所以保罗为着这个感谢。
And for this, Paul gave thanks.
在第六章的第十七节里面,罗马书啊,
And in Romans chapter 6,
第十七节,
verse 17,
他感谢神因为你们从前虽然做奴罪的奴仆现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed.
在这里呢保罗为着罗马人能顺服道理的模范感谢神。
And here Paul gave thanks for the Romans because they adhered to the form of teaching.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们懂不懂什么叫做这个道理的模范呢?
And what does this mean, the form of teaching?
英文呢，你们就说呢，是一种教训的一种的形式。
And in the English it says a form of teaching.
那我们知道今天在地上呢各个不同团体的聚会啊有很多都有他们不同的形式。
And we know that, lots of churches have their own, form.
而罗马人呢他们聚会这个形式呢是根据教训。
But the Romans, this Roman church, they followed the form of the teaching.
当然这个在初期教会里面这个教训呢就使徒的教训。
And this teaching is the teaching of the apostles.
而使徒的教训呢就是主的教训。
And the teaching of the apostles at the time was the teaching of God.
因为那个时候他们手中还没有新约呢。
Because they did not have the New Testament at the time.
所以他们一切都是听使徒们的话。
So they had to listen to what the apostles taught.
所以使徒的教训是他们的一个标准。
So the teachings of the apostles was their standard.
他们是按照使徒的教训他们建立了这个 form.
So according to the teaching of the apostles, they established this form.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
他们服从神借着基督给他们的启示。
And they held tightly to the revelation that Jesus gave them.
啊。那么我们知道在初期的教会里面。
And we know the first, generation of churches.
神借着使徒所释放的这一些的教训呢，多半都是一些原则。
We know that the teachings of the apostles were, principles.
他没有一个固定的做法。
There wasn't a specific method.
为什么是这样呢？
And why is that?
因为教会是生命的。
Because the church is life.
它不是一个组织。
It's not a organization.
啊，它是一个生命的东西。
It's a living organism.
你只要跟着这个原则，
So if we follow these principles,
那么他活出一种的形式，
then it'll naturally live out a form.
那么这个就是符合于神的要求。
And this is according to the will of God.
我们晓得今天呢在地上啊，
Today in the world,
有很多人的教训在教会里面。
There's a lot of man's teachings.
我们得根据自己的想法，
We act according to our own thinking.
根据自己的观察，
According to our own observations.
所以你可以看见在整个基督教里面有各式各样不同的形式。
So we see in Christianity, there's lots of forms.
啊，那么很多人都觉得他这个为着教会好啊，他立这么个形式。
And many people, out of good intentions, they produce this form.
那么每个人都说自己的形式最好的。
And everyone will say that their form is the best.
我曾经呢，我年轻时候去碰见一个聚会。
When I was younger, I went to a meeting.
他们号称他们是全天下最标准的 form.
They proclaim that their gathering was the most accurate form.
也有人讲他们是最标准。
And there were other people who said that they have the most accurate form.
那么到底谁的是最标准的呢？
well, who's correct?
弟兄姊妹们，不用担心。
We don't need to, be anxious.
因为什么呢？时间是神的仆人。
Because time is a servant of God.
当时间过来了，你就知道了是不是标准了，对不对？
Only time will tell which form was the accurate.
所以今天我们要很谨慎地根据主的话。
So today we need to closely follow the word of God.
不是凭着我们自己的想象。
That we don't act according to our own thinking.
所以呢这一个道理的模范非常重要。
So this form of teaching that is mentioned here is very important.
你是根据主的话。
You are following the word of God.
即使根据主的话，我们可能还会有时候犯错误。
And even when we follow the word of God, sometimes we can, commit wrong.
啊，我举实际的例子说明一下。
And I'll give a practical example.
像圣经里面讲到有擘饼聚会啊。
In the Bible it says that we need to break bread.
但是圣经没有给我们固定的形式。
But the Bible doesn't give us specific methods in how to do it.
弟兄姊妹知道我们今天这种擘饼的样式从哪里来的吗？
Do you know how our form of breaking a bread where it came from?
这是我们前面弟兄们呢从弟兄会啊那么学来的。
And this was a form that was taught and we learned from the brethren movement.
啊，当初呢他们也是根据圣经。
And at the time they also followed the Bible.
但是他们定下了一个好像呢很好的规条，但是很死啊。
They at the time, formed created a great method, but it was dead.
啊，那个时候因为他们要求的严格，姊妹们是绝对蒙头的。
They had a requirement that sisters had to cover their heads.
啊，所以这个聚会开头都是弟兄们祷告，弟兄们提诗的。
So in the beginning of the meeting, it was always brothers praying and brothers picking hymns.
然后前一半是赞美子。
And the first half is to worship the Son.
Yeah. 然后中间有个祝福。
And in the middle, there's a time of blessing.
然后后一半赞美父。
And at the very end, you would worship the Father.
哇，这个规定啊，当初非常严格。
And they were very strict on this method.
所以这个在中国也实行了好几十年。
And in China, they were influenced by this for hundreds of years.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们就看见在这里有一个道理的模范出来。
And we see that from the word, it developed into this method.
啊，那么到今天呢
？All the way until today.
我们就感觉啊，这个东西呢，还是有它不够完全照着主话的一种的启示。
This way of this specific example of breaking of bread still has its limitations with following God's word completely.
因为在哥林多前书里面告诉我们，这个擘饼聚会是主的晚餐。
So in 1 Corinthians it tells us that this breaking of bread is the supper of the Lord.
我们吃晚饭需要那么大规矩吗？
When we eat dinner, do we need to have such strict methods?
啊，所以呢，我就感觉到今天呢，我们更多的是应该顺服圣灵的自由的带领。
So I feel even more so today, we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
假使像从前啊，
if it was back in those days,
如果在前一半大家在赞美子的时候，你在那赞美父，
if in the first half we were supposed to be praising the Son, but you praised the Father,
我们立刻很多弟兄姊妹就感觉你犯规了。
Then a lot of brothers and sisters would say, "Oh, you committed a wrong."
啊，那么我们的负责弟兄们呢，如果是当时的话，我们负责弟兄们就说，请唱诗歌第几首，就把你压过去。
And maybe the responsible brothers would in the middle of your prayer of worshiping the Father would call out a hymn to wipe out your prayer.
其实不需要这么严格的，对不对？
And we don't need to be this strict.
重要是纪念主。
The most important thing is remembering the Lord. And we place our hearts on the Lord.
赞美父，其实呢，圣经没有这么一个大的。
You praise the Son, you praise the Father. The Bible doesn't say there's a difference.
所以今天我们需要主给我们的恩典。
So today we need to have the grace of God.
啊，根据神的话。
We need to follow the word of God.
但是根据圣灵的膏油。
And we also need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看见罗马的教会。
So we see the church in Rome.
他们能顺服这个使徒教训的一个 form。
They were able to adhere tightly to the form of teaching, the teaching of the apostles.
所以保罗为着这个感谢神。
So for this, Paul gave thanks.
其实这是很重要的事情。
And this is a very important thing.
我想为着时间缘故不能再多讲。
And because of time, I can't go any further into this.
我们看见他不仅为着罗马的教会感谢神。
We can see that he not only gave thanks to the Romans.
甚至他也为哥林多的教会感谢神。
And he also gave thanks to the Corinthians.
我们知道哥林多教会是最多难处的一个教会。
We know that the church in Corinth had the most problems.
保罗为什么感谢呢？
Why would Paul give thanks?
因为保罗看见哥林多教会里面有从基督而来的各样恩惠。
And because Paul saw that, in Christ there was, grace.
所以我们需要注意一件事啊。
So we need to pay attention to one thing.
所有神的儿女神都爱的。
All of God's children God loves.
啊，所以呢。保罗也为着这个感谢。
And for this, Paul gave thanks.
他不仅为哥林多教会感谢。
He not only gave thanks for the Corinthians.
当然为着以弗所有更多的感谢。
And for the Ephesians, he had even more thanks.
因为以弗所教会的属灵光景非常的好。
Because the church in Ephesus was the condition was very good.
他们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Because they believed in Jesus.Because the Ephesians had love for all the saints.
啊，所以呢，保罗为着他们感谢。
And for that, Paul gave thanks to them.
那么保罗呢，当然也为着腓立比的教会感谢。
And Paul also gave thanks to the Philippians.
因为这个是叫保罗最喜乐的一个教会。
Because this was a church that was very dear to Paul.
他说我每逢想念的时候里面就感谢。
that he says, whenever I think of you, I give thanks to God.
那么他也为着哥罗西的教会感谢。
And he also gave thanks to the Colossians.
感谢什么呢?
And what did he give thanks for?
感谢他们啊，一个就是他们能够活出这个信望爱。
That the Colossians were able to live out, faith, love, and hope.
啊，我们知道在哥林多前书十三章啊。
We know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
保罗提到了信望爱。
Paul mentioned faith, love, and hope.
但是在哥林多教会里面实现不出来的。
But there was no manifestation of these three in
the Corinthians. 哥罗西的教会把它实现出来了。
But in the church of Colossae, they were able to manifest these three.
保罗就为着他们这个感谢神。
So for that, Paul gave thanks.
啊，不仅这样啊。
Not only that.
保罗还为着他们能够过身体的生活感谢神。
Paul also gave thanks for their ability to live out the body life.
在三章十五节那里呢。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
他们怎么样能活出这个一个身体的这个生活呢?
How were they able to live out this, body life?
其中有一个很重要的因素。
There was one very important factor.
就是让基督的平安在他们里面做主。
It was that the peace of Jesus was in their midst.
就说明呢，他们的内心里面有安息的。
It speaks of the fact that within them there was peace.
这个安息也是一种的平衡。
And this peace is a balance.
那么，所以弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，我们要能活出基督身体的生活，首先每个弟兄姊妹里面要有平安。
So in order for us to live out the body of Christ, we have to first have the peace of Christ within us.
如果你里面老是摆不平的。
If we're not balanced inside,
这个基督的身体就很难实现。
Then the body of Christ cannot be manifest.
所以呢，每个基督徒都要学会活在基督的安息里。
So every brother and sister needs to learn to live in the peace of Christ.
让他的平安在我们里面作王。
Let the peace of Christ be king in our lives.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important
thing. 当然他也为着帖撒罗尼迦的教会在神面前感谢。
And he was also thankful for the Thessalonians.
为他们爱心的劳苦信心的忍耐。
For their, labor of love and steadfastness of hope.
还有一个很重要的一个点。
And another important point.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们。
The Thessalonians.
他们听见保罗所传神的道。
When they heard the message from Paul,
他们不以为是人的道。
They did not hear it as from the words of man.
他们以为这是神的道。
But they heard it as the words of God.
这个是多么重要的。
And this is such an important thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，凡是当我们听见神的道的时候。
So whenever we hear the word,
我们不要把它感觉说，啊，这是人的道。
We don't want to, think that, oh, this is just man's words.
你如果是人的道，你就轻看。
If this truly was man's words, you can look upon it lightly.
如果是神的道，你就重视，对不对
？If it's God's words, then you listen.
你看帖撒罗尼迦的教会在头一个世纪实在是有美好的表现。
And the Thessalonians truly had this good manifestation.
保罗也为着他们靠主能站立的稳感谢神。
And Paul also gave thanks for their ability to stand firm.
也看见他们信心的增长能彼此相爱感谢神。
And that their faith was increasing and that they had love for one another.
所以弟兄姊妹你会看见在保罗的十三封书信里面
，So we can see from Paul's 13 epistles，
他首先的感谢是为着教会，为着众教会。
The first thing he was thankful for was for the church。
愿主施恩给我们
，May the Lord give to us。
我们知道我们已经来到末后的时代
，Or have mercy on us。We know that we are already in the end times。
很快主的工作就要结束。
The work of the Lord will be concluded soon.
求主让我们能够关心教会。
May the Lord give us a desire to care for His church.
因为呢，你知道我们人堕落之后，我们人都是很自私的。
After the fall of man, we have all become very selfish.
我们都是以自己为中心。
And we, are a self-centered life.
都是我的事，我的家里面的事，我儿女的事都最重要。
My things, my household, my kids are all, take priority.
我们希望主带领我们。
We hope that the Lord can lead us.
让我们能看见神的家才是最重要的。
That the house of the Lord is the most important.
如果你真的能以神的家为念。
If we can truly care for the church of God,
神也顾念你的家。
Then the Lord will indeed take care of your family.
我们的主已经告诉我们，你不需要求的。
The Lord already showed us that we don't need to plead.
但是呢，我们何等不容易啊。
But it's difficult.
我们总是把我们的眼目放在周遭的。
We always place our eyes within our current circumstances.
所以，保罗为了教会感恩。
Paul gave thanks for the church.
所以我们需要求主给我们这个恩典。
And we need the grace of God to do the same.
当然在他书信里面他也讲到他为着主的工作感谢神。
And we can also see that Paul gave thanks for the work of, for God's work.
在罗马书七章里面他告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 7, he tells us.
因为主的工作使我们能脱离肉体。
The God's work allows us to be separated from the flesh.
能够保守我们不行在血气当中。
And we don't live according to the laws of the flesh.
只会跟随基督。
And we are able to follow the Lord.
罗马书七章二十五节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 25.
我们都知道今天我们这个肉体啊，对我们实在是一个何等大的累赘。
We know that the flesh is something that always drags us down.
干扰我们属灵生活非常的厉害。
It always inhibits our spiritual life.
谁能救我们脱离这个肉体呢？
Who can save us from this?Life of the flesh.
保罗看见主能。
Paul saw that the Lord Jesus can.
所以他为着主救他脱离这个肉体的，他感谢神。
And Paul saw that the Lord Jesus was able to deliver him from the laws of the flesh, and so Paul gave thanks to God.
他在哥林多后书二章十四节。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse
14. 他说我们可以靠着基督夸胜。
The Lord leads us in triumph.
今天仇敌用各式各样的作为一直要胜过神的儿女。
And Satan is always trying to overcome God's people.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们可以在基督里面夸胜。
That in Christ we can be victorious.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这都是主所做的。
This is all work that the Lord has done for us.
我们希望我们弟兄姊妹啊，在生活中呢，多多有因着依靠基督而夸胜的经历。
And in our lives, I hope that we can all experience the victory of Christ in our lives.
那么在哥罗西书一章十二节。
And in Colossians, chapter 1,
他就讲到我们和众圣徒可以一同在光明中得基业。
And that we can, he gives thanks because we can all, share in the inheritance of the saints.
我想这件事情啊。
This matter.
只有等到主回来了。
We can only wait until the Lord returns.
恐怕大多数圣徒才能明白。
And at that moment, then we will all be able to fully understand.
但愿今天主开我们的眼睛。
Today God opens our eyes.
叫我们知道我们众圣徒在光明中所得的基业是何等的丰盛荣耀。
That the inheritance that we have is truly great.
那么在哥罗西书二章七节里面
Colossians 2:7,
他讲到了基督徒需要扎根，需要建造。
Paul mentions that Christians need to be firmly rooted.
啊，那么这个呢是信心的工作。
And this is the work of faith.
我们都知道，这个扎根能够多从基督吸收丰富。
To be deeply rooted will allow the abundance of Christ.
那么建造使我们能稳固，经得起时代环境的考验。
So that we can be built up and strengthened in faith to overcome the situations.
这是信心的工作。
And this is the work of faith.
你怎么能使这两样工作能够增长呢？
How do we allow these two things to grow in us?
保罗很奇妙告诉我们说，你多多的感谢，你的感谢会使你的根扎得更深，使你的根基建立得更稳。
And Paul says that when the more thanks that we give to God, the more firmly rooted we will be, the more built up in faith we will be.
所以我们就知道这个感恩呢。
So we see here that
感谢不是光讲一句话而已。
So we see here that when we say thanks to God, it's not just words.
因为它里面有实质的意义在里面。
Because it also carries a very real meaning within.
这不仅保罗看见主的工作啊，我们需要感谢。
Not only did Paul see here that we need to give thanks for God's work.
保罗也为他个人的服事感谢神。
But Paul also gave thanks for his own service.
在提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
第十二节
verse 12，
我感谢那给我力量的，我们的主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service.
这句话保罗什么意思呢
？And what does this mean？
连保罗这样人都感觉啊。自己是不配侍奉神的。
Even someone like Paul felt that he was unworthy of serving God.
他不敢讲自己是忠心的。
He would not dare say that he is faithful.
他说呢，是主以我为忠心。
But it was God who saw that I was faithful.
啊，派我服侍他。
And allowed me to serve him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们能侍奉神。
Today we can serve God.
这是神的大怜悯。
And this is the great mercy of God.
我每次想到主怎样带领我。
Whenever I think of how the Lord has led me.
这几十年能够在主面前一直侍奉到今天。
All of these years of serving him till today.
我真是满心感谢我的主。
I truly thank the Lord.
只有我自己知道我是多不配的。
Only I know how unworthy I am.
在我们里面，这是充满了败坏。
We are full of corruption.
啊，我们里面很多东西都是卑情下品，就是很低落的东西。
Everything that's in us is lowly things.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神没有丢弃我们。
The Lord has not forsaken us.
到今天人就把我们握在他的手中来使用。
And he has still grasped us in his hands for, to allow us to be used by him.
真是何等需要感谢他。
We truly need to give thanks to him.
在各处有许多时候主还用我们传递一点主的话，好像能给教会带来一点点的帮助。这都是我们所不配得的。
For us to preach the gospel and do a little bit of service for the Lord, we are truly unworthy of this.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I've mentioned this to brothers and sisters before.
我年轻时候就很怕讲道。
When I was younger, I would always fear preaching.
到今天，老实讲，我还是很怕讲道。
And even till today, I still fear preaching.
感谢主啊，我儿子比我还紧张，他也怕讲道。
Thank the Lord that is, my son is more fearful.
我所以常常鼓励他，我说神能用你啊，你要给神用。
And I would encourage him, that if the Lord wants to use you, you should be used.
所以我们能存的一件事情就是有愿意的心。
And so for us to have, we need to have a desire to be used by God.
其他真的是一无所夸。
Truly, all other things cannot be compared.
我常常做的都是我所没有的。
Oftentimes, the things that I'm able to do, I actually cannot
accomplish. 好多时候要去一个聚会。
When I have to go to a church,
我不知道要讲什么。
I have no idea what to share.
主打发我去。
And the Lord sends me.
我只说主，我愿意。
And I can only say, Lord, I'm willing.
到了那个情况，主就给奇妙的恩典。
And when I'm there, then the Lord gives me miraculous, revelation.
所以有一次我跟江弟兄讲。
One time I said to Brother Stephen Kong.
我说你啊，侍奉主这么多年了。
You've served the Lord for so many years.
啊，你很老练。
You are very experienced.
任何的环境也难不到你。
All situations are nothing to you.
任何时候人家在需要拉起来，你都可以讲。
At any moment we could pull you on the pulpit and you could preach.
他跟我讲说。哪有这种事啊
？And he said, "There's no such thing."
所以我们的弟兄也是像保罗一样侍立在主跟前。
And our brother is like Paul, prostrate before the Lord.
我没有办法讲出我个人在这些事上对主的感谢。
I can't fully speak of the amount of thanks that I have towards the Lord.
所以当我读保罗这句话的时候
But when I read Paul's words here,
我里面是有很深的感触。
I have a deep thanksgiving within.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
主今天如果能用你
Today, if God is able to use you,
不管你做什么
No matter what you're doing,
你都应当感谢神
you have to give thanks.
因为这是我们所不配的
Because we are unworthy of this.
我常常说主神有多大
Sometimes I think, well, Lord, how great are you? You are too great.
他能用我们这么一个充满败坏又难办的人来服侍他，这不是神的大怜悯吗？
How you would be willing to use a vessel that is weak and full of corruption, isn't this full of His grace?
我们能夸口吗？
Can we really boast about this? We can't.
保罗就告诉我们要夸口，以主耶稣为夸口。
Paul tells us, if we are to boast, we are to boast in Christ.
我们只能夸自己的软弱。
We can only boast in our own weaknesses.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们侍奉主千万的小心一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, we have to be careful of one thing.
不要老是夸自己。
Don't always compliment yourself.
绝不要让弟兄姊妹一个感觉你能做什么。
Don't ever let brothers and sisters feel that you can do something.
我们宁可讲自己的失败和软弱。
We would rather speak of our own failures and weaknesses.
好像我们能把荣耀归给主。
So that we can give glory to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
服侍是神给我们的大怜悯。
Service is a great mercy given by God.
不仅保罗是这样。
Not only Paul is like
this. 每一个弟兄姊妹都是这样。
Every brother and sister is like
this. 我们手中没有什么一套一套可以来做什么的。
We have inadequate hands.
我们只能说，今天我能做这个，完全是你的怜悯。
But today we can say, I can serve you because of you, Lord.
所以我这些年常常在侍奉上一个简单的祷告。
So in these years, I have a simple prayer.
我说主啊，求你让我尽我的本分服侍你。
I say, Lord, given it, with my abilities, allow me to faithfully serve you.
我这个器皿就这么大。
This vessel that I am is only so big.
希望我尽我的本分服侍。
And my desire is to serve you, faithfully.
希望在每一个场合我都成为合用的器皿。
No matter in what circumstance, I can be a useful vessel to you.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I've said this to brothers and sisters.
在我们家里面有各式各样不同的器皿。
In our own houses, in our own homes, we have many types of vessels.
有的是为了吃饭的，有的为了喝水的。
Some are used for eating, some are used for drinking.
啊，有的是切的，有的是铲的，这个各样不同的器皿。
Some are used for cutting and shoveling.
那个你要用这些东西，根据那个需要，对不对？
And we use these things according to its proper use.
在神的家中从来没有一个所谓的万能的一个器具，没有的。
In the house of God, there isn't one universal vessel that can be used for everything.
啊，什么都可以用的。
That it can be used for everything. And God will not do this.
所以我们只要尽我们的本分。
So we just serve with our capacity.
在那个合适的时候让他来用。
In the appropriate time, allow God to use you.
所以求主改变我们的观念。
So may the Lord change our thinking.
因为今天在整个地上的教会。
And in the churches throughout the world.
大家都以为说这个讲道是最重要的。
Everyone thinks that preaching is the most important.
其他的好像没什么重要。
And that everything else is
second. 这是何等大的错误呢？
And this is a huge, erroneous thought.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我在说啊，我自己常常提醒我们。
And I always, remind brothers and sisters and myself.
话多不上算的。
If you have more words, it doesn't mean it carries weight.
因为中国人讲嘛，言多必失。你总会讲错话。
The more you speak, the more likely you'll say something wrong.
必须在神那里都有记录。
And God is always recording everything that we say.
将来神就根据你所说的审判你。
And God will judge you according to what you say.
哇，我每次想到这个我都很害怕。
And every time I think of this, I am fearful.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
仰望主的怜悯。
We need to look upon the grace of God.
我们能服侍他是神的怜悯。
We can serve him, it's because of his great mercy towards us.
连保罗都是这样的感觉。
Even Paul felt this way.
啊， 所以今天主能用我们。
So today, if God can use us,
这是他的恩典,
this is His grace.
我们应当感恩的,
and we need to be thankful for that.
但是希望能忠心地服侍他。
But hopefully we can faithfully serve Him.
那么保罗在提摩太后书啊一章三节也讲到一件事。
And Paul writes something in 2 Timothy 1:3.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day.
保罗说他能够接续这个祖先啊，用清洁的良心侍奉神。
Paul says that he gives thanks because he's able to continue on in service as his forefathers did with a clear conscience.
我们能看见在旧约的时代里面，
We can see in the Old Testament,
以色列的先祖当中，
Among the priests of the Israelites,
他们有很多人，他们真是凭着清洁的良心侍奉神的。
Or these forefathers, they truly had a pure heart before the Lord.
他们留下美好的榜样。
And they gave a good example.
那么，让保罗在这里能跟随他们这个榜样，用清洁的良心侍奉神。
And Paul can serve with using their example with a clear conscience.
所以保罗为这个感谢神。
And for this, Paul gave thanks.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们知道在以往的历史中，
we know that throughout history,
很多爱主的弟兄姊妹们他们走过这条路。
Many brothers and sisters have walked this path.
如今他们到主那里去了。
Until they met the Lord.
你知道我这几年去中国啊，
These past couple of years I've been going to China.
有一件事情呢是非常摸着我的心。
One thing that has really touched my heart.
有的时候呢我们侍奉主啊讲解道啊，弟兄姊妹称赞得不得了啊，这个自己觉得自己还不错。
Sometimes we give a message or we say something and brothers and sisters come and applaud you or say, wow, that was great. And we feel that, hey, I'm not too bad.
但是你们知道吗？
But you know,
每一次我看见何硕文教师埋葬的地方。
Every time I see, Jesse Pelley.
No, no, 那个 Margaret, Barber, Miss.
Oh, Miss, Barber's, grave.
我每次站在那个菜田那里看着。
Every time I stand before her grave, her burial site in that field.
我就觉得我的服事实在算不得什么东西。
I really feel like my service is nothing.
我们的姊妹一生那样忠心，那样清洁的跟随主。
Our sister followed the Lord and dedicated her life to the Lord.
我们的服事就像诗歌所讲的一样。
Our service is like her hymn.
人家在战场上血汗满背沙场啊。流了很多的汗，流了血。
On the battlefield, we've shed a lot of blood and sweat.
我就感觉我的服侍好像是抬着花轿进天堂。
And my service is like carrying flowers walking into heaven.
Okay. Understand, huh? Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们，我每一次想到那个，我就觉得，弟兄姊妹，我们的服侍不要说赶不上使徒们，也赶不上我们的先祖们。
Whenever I think of that hymn, I'm reminded that my service is nothing, can't be compared to Paul or our forefathers.
但是感谢主，这些是好的榜样。
But thank God, these are good examples for us to follow.
保罗按照这样的榜样侍奉神。
Paul used these examples to serve the Lord.
今天我们要求主给我们一个怜悯。
Today we need to ask the Lord to give us mercy.
让我们能效法这些人的脚踪。
That we can follow our forefathers' examples.
真是用清洁的良心服侍我们的主。
That we would truly serve with a clear conscience.
那么你就有真正的可以感恩的。
Then we would truly have a reason to give thanks.
当然在保罗的这个书信里面还可以找到其他的很多点。
Of course, in Paul's writings, you can find many more points.
我只是让弟兄姊妹看见使徒保罗的那个感谢跟我们的感谢何等不一样啊。
I just wanted to show brothers and sisters that Paul's Thanksgiving is different than our Thanksgiving.
他的这个范围是多么的大。
The boundaries of his Thanksgiving are so great.
是多么的深。
His knowing of God is so deep.
他对神所做的是多么有感觉。
And he has such great feeling towards God's work.
求主怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
让我们能把我们的眼界扩大。
May the Lord, expand our capacity to thank.
在每一件最小的事上知道神的作为。
That we would know, the work of the Lord in all things.
要有感觉。
We would have to have, feeling.
这样你就自然你会把感谢归给他。
Then very naturally you will give thanks to God.
到了启示录里面。
In Revelation.
启示录四章九节、七章十二节、十一章十七节三处圣经。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 9, Revelation 7, 12, and Chapter 11 verse 17.
那个讲到天上的一个大的敬拜。
It speaks of this great thanksgiving in heaven.
啊，那里是一个 worship 啊。
It is a worship.
那么在这个敬拜里面，不仅充满赞美，也满了感谢。
In this worship, there's not only praise, but there's also thanksgiving.
我相信当将来主回来的时候。
I believe that when the Lord returns,
整个宇宙中间都充满了感谢。
All of creation will give thanks.
我们每个人都要感谢他。
We will all give thanks.
啊，所以那一天有个大的感谢。
So on that day, there will be a great thanksgiving.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹们，我们有这个荣耀的盼望。
We have this glorious hope.
有天我们看见这样的光景。
And one day we will see this condition.
但愿今天我们活在地上啊。
But today we live in this world.
希望主的恩典临到我们。
We hope that the grace of God will come into our lives.
让我们学会在每天的生活中。
That daily.
在每件事上。
In everything.
来感谢他。
We give thanks.
为了教会感谢他。
We thank him for the church.
为着主所做的工作感谢他。
We thank him for his work.
为着我们个人在主面前。能够被主使用感谢他。
We thank him for allowing us to be servants of his.
早晨的信息就停在这里。
And I'll conclude, the message here.
其实今天早晨呢我也不是要讲道我是希望呢给弟兄姊妹们再一个提醒。
And this morning I really didn't have the intention to preach, but I wanted to give everyone a reminder.
时间过得很快啊。
Time, passes quickly.
一年一年的就很快从我们眼前就过去了。
Year by year, time flies by.
仰望主。
May we look to the Lord.
用他的恩惠保守我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
And allow him to, his grace to protect us.
我刚忘了那个杰辉你最后那首诗歌713首。好我们请弟兄姊妹大家一同起立。
Can we all stand and sing, hymn, 713?
我们就唱第一节。
And we'll just sing, the first verse.
我们唱完之后呢弟兄姊妹们同声的有点感谢。
And after we sing this song, the first verse, may we all, give thanks in unison.
今天早晨让主听见你的声音。
Allow the Lord to hear your voice this morning.
我们不是默祷，大家同声开口祷告。
We're not praying quietly, but everyone pray.
啊，你可以大声的来感谢他。
And you can give thanks loudly.
我们时候已经到了年尾了，应当感谢他。
And we're coming to the end of the new another year. We need to give thanks.
所以我们唱完之后，我们大声的、同声的感谢。
So after we sing this, may we all loudly give thanks.
主，我们在你面前把深处的感谢归给你。
Lord, before you, we give you all the thanks.
虽然很多时候我们的感觉是迟钝的
Although many times we don't have that feeling,
我们也不知道你为我们做了多少
And we don't truly understand how much you've done for us
但是我们仍旧要感谢你
But we need to thank you
因为无论在暗中在明处你都保守我们
And no matter what circumstances we're in, you always protect us
我们深深的感觉你是那样的爱我们。
We truly feel that you are one who loves us.
主啊，愿你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, may you open up our eyes.
让我们能像使徒保罗一样。
May we be like the Apostle Paul.
对神在教会中所做的。
That your work in the church,
在我们个人身上所做的,
your work in our individual
lives, 能够有更深的认识,
that we would have a deeper knowing,
好叫我们长存的感恩的心在你的跟前,
that we would always have a thankful heart before you.
主啊, 谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你没有丢弃我们,
you have not forsaken us.
谢谢你,
we thank you.
你没有离开我们,
you have not left us.
谢谢你,
thank you.
不断地祝福我们,
that you continuously bless us.
所以我们前面还有不多的路程。
And Lord, we still have, not too far to go.
让我们存着感恩的心度余下的年日。
May we have a thankful heart as we live the rest of our lives.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.